Well, hey there. Listen, the number one question that I get from my clients is, how in the world do I stop overspending and impulse spending? They tell me all the time that they have no discipline or self-control and that their overspending is preventing them from being able to save, invest, pay off credit card debt, or to just build wealth in general. Well, you're in luck because on this Thursday, during my masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget, I am going to be revealing a tool that has helped me and my clients stop overspending, and it has helped us save thousands of dollars. Now, this is something that I have not shared on a podcast, and I probably never will. So if you want to learn this tool that I have used, and it has saved me thousands of dollars. This is how I paid off over $200,000 worth of debt, by learning this tool. If you want to know what it is, then join me this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get all of the details by going to jermainefoley.com/class or just going to the show notes to sign up. But you do not want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. Okay, let's get to the episode. Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you all are having a fabulous week so far. And today's topic is all about the number one skill you need in order to become wealthy. You must have this skill if you are going to have a lot of money, if you are going to become the wealthy woman that you desire to be. But before we get into it, we have to celebrate, you all. Oh my gosh, today I am recording the 50th episode of the Wealthy Woman's Podcast. And I am in awe that I have been able to come here every single week for 50 weeks in a row and leave you a podcast, record a podcast for you that can help you to build wealth, that can help you to really create generational wealth for you and your family. And so I started this podcast because I really wanted to help and serve women who were just like I was. Women who are high achieving, but not building wealth. Women who are good at making money, but they struggle to keep it. And you know, I was already helping people through one-to-one coaching and my group program, the Wealthy Woman's Academy. I was also posting on social media and things like that. But I truly wanted to help and impact even more people. And I knew that podcasting was going to be the way for me to do that because, I don't know, I just had this nudge and I was fighting it for a while. But then one day, this is the story, one day I was on Facebook and a lady, her name is LaShonda. Shout out to LaShonda. She put a post on Facebook just saying, hey, do you want to launch your podcast within 30 days? If so, send me a direct message. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. If I could launch my podcast within 30 days, that would be amazing, because I thought it was just going to be so hard and so technical. And I just kept putting it off. And it's like, I was just, you know, procrastinating on it, just like we do with anything, right? It's so similar. Like if you want to get your money under control, if you want to start investing, if you want to start saving, if you want to start doing anything new, right, with money or any area of your life, if you think it's hard, if you think it's going to be confusing, then you procrastinate. And so that's what I did, because I'm a human, right? But when I saw her say, you can do this within 30 days, I will help you do it step by step, I was all in and she helped me. So shout out to LaShonda. She is awesome. And I'm so glad that I took her up on that offer. And I'm so glad that she offered to help me. I'm so glad that she put that post on social media, because now I'm able to use my gifts, use my talents, use my story and everything I've learned along the way to impact women across the globe. And I'm telling you, when I was preparing for this episode, I went and I looked up the stats for the podcast, and I'm going to share them with you right now because I'm definitely making that impact. So right now, the Wealthy Woman's Podcast is a top 5% podcast globally, according to Listen Notes. We have had 12,000 downloads from across the globe. And of course, North America is our biggest continent, with the US being the most popular country and then Canada right behind it. But right behind North America, there's Europe, Africa, and Asia. So the top countries within those continents are the UK, then we've got Australia, which is its own continent and country, then Zambia, and even Thailand, you all. Now, when you think about the most popular cities, this one surprised me because the top city is Atlanta, Georgia, followed by Houston, and then Chicago. Listen, you all, I am not from either one of those cities, and it's amazing to me that those are the top cities. Now, when you think about where people listen, most people listen on Apple Podcasts, followed by Spotify, and then iHeartRadio. And of course, most people listen on their mobile devices. So this was a really cool exercise for me to just do some digging on the stats to see how widespread the podcast is and how impactful it is being. And I'm just so grateful again that I got out of my head, I got out of my own way, and I just started the podcast, because the ripple effect, I can only imagine. Like, if I touch one person in Atlanta, in Houston, in Zambia, in Thailand, in the UK, somewhere in Canada, if you think about that, that one person, if they take what I'm teaching them, what I'm showing them, and they change their lives, think about the ripple effect on their family tree, on their lineage. Like, if they could get their money together, then they could pass all of those things down to their children, and then their children will pass it down to their children. So the impact is way bigger than I can even imagine. And just thinking about it, it excites me. It makes me want to keep going. It makes me want to make things even better. And so with that, I want to thank you all. Thank every single one of you who've listened to one episode or who've listened to like all of them. I want to thank you for being a listener. I want to thank you for tuning in every Tuesday. Share it with your friends. Share it with your girlfriend. Share it with your mom, your sister, your cousins. More women need to know that they can build wealth and enjoy life at the same time, because so many people think they can't. That's because that is the narrative that has been shared for so long, especially geared towards women, telling us that we need to stop buying all the lattes. We need to stop buying so many shoes and so many handbags and just coupon and get on a strict budget and not do so much. And then when you're 65 or 70, then you can live life. And no one wants to hear that. That line of thinking is what is keeping so many women stuck from not building wealth. And then they beat themselves up because they think they should have more than what they have. They think they should be further along because they know that they make plenty of money. And the reason why they're not is because they think they have to live in an extreme. They either have to live on a rice and beans budget, or they just live without thinking about their money and they just spend it all, right? But there is a balance, and I want to help women understand what that balance is. I want to use this podcast to do that. I want to use my program, the Wealthy Women's Academy, to do that, to really go deep and not only just take these principles and ideas, because that's what's happening on the podcast. I'm giving you principles and ideas and concepts, but if you really want to take it and apply it to you and have my help with that, then you need to join me inside of the Wealthy Women's Academy so that you can take all of these things I'm saying from theory to application and actually change your life so that you can make that happen. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to give you a sneak peek into what to expect moving forward. So for sure, I'll continue to be here for you every Tuesday. So make sure you tune in. And remember, invite your girlfriends, invite your mom, invite your sisters, your nieces, your colleagues, invite all the women who you think could benefit from the message that I'm sharing. I'm also going to look into having more guests. I actually had my very first guest a couple episodes ago in episode number 48. I had my husband on and that was super fun. So I'm going to be bringing on clients that I've worked with so they can tell you their story. Also, I have a lot of coaching colleagues who can help you in other areas of your life. So I'm going to start reaching out to them to see if they want to come on. We won't have a ton of guests, but that is something that I'm thinking about adding. And if you have any feedback on what you'd like to see or hear more of on future episodes, please let me know by sending me an email at info@germainefoley.com. That email address will be in the show notes today, but it's info@germainefoley.com, and that's Germaine with a G. And if you are like, you know what, I do want to take everything I'm learning from this podcast and apply it to me, I'm ready for the Wealthy Woman's Academy, then you can go to www.germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into our topic for today. So last week, I shared 4 things you don't need to do in order to build wealth. That was episode number 49. Make sure you go back and listen to that because I really debunk a lot of what we hear in the personal finance world that's all about restriction and deprivation. And I talk about how you do not need to do any of those things in order to build wealth. Okay. Now, this week, I'm going to share the number one skill you absolutely need in order to build wealth, in order to become wealthy. Now, let me talk about the definition of building wealth the way I see it. I think of building wealth as building up your net worth, right? And your net worth equals assets minus liabilities. So when I talk about building wealth here on this podcast, I am talking about increasing your savings, increasing your investments, increasing your income, making more money, being open to bringing more money into your life, and then to decrease your debts, especially your high interest credit card debts. Because I want you to take advantage of something called compounding interest, which is something Albert Einstein called the 8th wonder of the world. But when you are in credit card debt, compounding interest is working against you and working for the credit card company. So that's why I emphasize decreasing high interest credit card debt. Okay. So that's what I mean by building wealth, increasing your savings, increasing your investments, increasing your income, and decreasing your debts. Okay. So the number one skill you absolutely need in order to do this is the skill of having money. This is not something you hear often, right? You need to learn how to have money. But this is a concept that has been a game changer for me because having money is not just about making it and spending it. It's about being able to possess it without sending it away. It's the ability to allow money to stay in your presence without it burning a hole in your pocket. It's becoming comfortable with being surrounded by money and having easy access to it without acting on that access. And if you cannot do this, building wealth will be very difficult for you to do. So, today I'm going to give you 3 things you can begin doing in order to expand your capacity to have money. So number one is to have an identity shift, to start identifying as someone different. So many of you know my story. If you're not familiar with it, you can go to the episode titled My Not So Pretty Money Story, which is episode number 2, where I share my husband and I's story. We were in over $200,000 worth of debt. And we had gotten to a place where we finally figured out how to pay off the debt, but also enjoy our lives at the same time. So we had a lot of debt, right? $200,000 was a lot. And it took us years to get out of it. And the way it worked was, yes, we enjoyed our lives. We figured out what was important to us and we did those things. But any extra money we had beyond a couple thousand dollars in savings, we put towards our debt. So for us, this is what it looked like every month. Money in, money out, money in, money out. And We went on like that for years until all of the debt was gone. And so when it was time to now build up our savings to a higher amount, I could not do it. We could not do it. And I came to the realization that the reason why we had trouble doing that was because I identified as someone who only had a couple thousand dollars in savings. And every time I received money, I sent it away. Even though I was sending it away on debt, I was doing something good with it. I was building up my net worth. I did not have the capacity to have money. It was always money in, money out, money in, money out. And so that is one of the reasons why I don't subscribe to the fact that you need to pay off debt super fast and only have $1,000 in savings. And that's the way it has to happen. I totally don't agree with that. I believe we can pay off debt and have money and save money at the same time. And that way you're building up that savings muscle. You're building up your capacity to keep money in your life. You're building up your stamina so that you can have money in your possession and be comfortable with it being there. And once I figured this out, because I was baffled, I was like, why can't we save money? Like we paid off over $200,000 worth of debt. We should be able to save money like crazy, but we couldn't do it because an identity shift needed to happen, right? I was used to not having money. Having money was uncomfortable. So every time we had a windfall, got a bonus, had extra money at the end of the month, because let's be honest, we had a ton of extra money. It always went away. There was some reason why we couldn't keep it. I can't even remember all of them now. But when I really think about it, we were just self-sabotaging. We were sabotaging ourselves back down to the person who never kept money, not more than a couple thousand dollars. We always had at least $2,000 or $3,000 in savings. But every time we got to 5 or 10, it just dwindled right back down. And so I had to become conscious of it, like aware of it. And that's what I will offer you. Be aware, become conscious of the identity you currently have and what you are creating in your life, and decide to do it differently. So I had to like literally wake up and notice what was happening and intentionally shift my identity to someone who could have $5,000, who could have $10,000, and so on. And you can do the same thing. So if you are having trouble keeping the money that you make, then an identity shift needs to occur. You need to become someone who has money, not just makes it and spend it. And if you want help with that, come join the Wealthy Woman's Academy so that you can become that person. And you get to become that person over an entire year with support, right? So if you come into the Wealthy Woman's Academy, you're going to get off to a great start, because as of today, as of right now, February 2024, you get 4 one-to-one sessions when you join the Wealthy Woman's Academy with me, where we get super clear on your goals, super clear on what is important to you, and we create a plan so that you can make it happen. And you use my signature system where you're not putting yourself on a strict budget, you're not living in deprivation or restriction, you are able to freely build wealth and enjoy life at the same time, right? And you're going to make so much progress. But guess what? You're human. And sometimes you're going to make a mistake, and you get to come to the community, to the weekly coaching calls, and get coaching so that you can get back on track, so that you don't quit, so that you don't have to beat yourself up and say, you know what? This doesn't work. No, having the Wealthy Woman's Academy available to you for an entire year so that you can become that person, so that you can have that identity shift, it is priceless. And if this is something you want, join me inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy. You can go to the show notes to sign up and to learn more about it, or you can go to jermainefoley.com/WWA. Okay. Remember, that's Jermaine with a G. So the second thing that you can do in order to build up your skill of having money is to shift your relationship with money. To go from what can money buy me, what tangible material things can money buy me, to what intangible things can money get me, right? So go from what can money buy me to what intangible things can money get me. And for me, That's peace of mind. That's freedom. That's security. It's safety. It's an emotional experience, which is far more satisfying than the quick hit of dopamine that we get when we just spend our money on things. Now, I like things. I like stuff. I like a nice handbag and some cute shoes, but those things do not make me feel secure. They do not make me feel free. And you know, they make me feel good sometimes, but that is short-lived, right? It's very short-lived. Think about the last thing you purchased. You may have been super excited about it, but do you think about it now? Probably not. But when you are able to log into your investment accounts and see the amounts there, when you're able to log into your savings account and see the money piling up, when you are able to have money left over at the end of the month, like your checking account isn't getting drawn down to, you know, zero or close to zero, when you still have so much money left over and you're getting paid the next day, that is a feeling that material things cannot buy you. And so to go from what can money buy me materially to what emotional experience can I get from having money, that is priceless. And I offer that to you to make a shift with your relationship with money so that it's not all about what can I get, but what emotional experience can I have. And the third and final thing I'm going to offer you so that you can build up your skill and your capacity to have money is to practice having money. One way that you can do this is what I call the purse exercise, where you go to the bank and you pull out a nice amount of money. You decide what it is. I'll tell you what I did because I needed to practice having money. I went to the bank and I withdrew five $100 bills and I put them in my purse. And my goal was to have that money, to be the woman who could have $500 in her purse and not feel the need to spend it. And I did that exercise. I think I had that money in my purse for like at least 90 days. That was the catalyst that really helped me to build up my capacity, because every time I went into the store, every time I went through the drive-thru, I opened up my purse and I saw that money and I was just able to have it without spending it. So I offer that to you. Start wherever you feel comfortable. Some people may not feel comfortable having that much money on them. I did, but you may not. And I don't do that now, but that was an exercise that I did to help me to build up my capacity to have money. And so start with $50, start with a $100 bill. I would love for you to start with at least a $100 bill. I think that will be a substantial amount of money. You can do more if you feel like more would be better for you. And just practice having it for 90 days. 90 days of opening up your purse or wallet and seeing the money there and feeling luxurious, like, yep, I've got $100. I could spend it, but I'm not. I'm practicing the skill of having money. You're going to want to spend it and you're going to allow that urge to be there without giving into it. And you're just going to build up that capacity. That is a really great exercise. I hope you take me up on it. Okay, so that is what I have for you all today. We celebrated the 50th episode. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone who's been listening. I so appreciate you. And just to do a quick recap, if you want to expand your capacity to have money without sending it away, you want to have an identity shift, become that person who can have money. Number two, you want to shift your relationship with money. And remember that it's not just about what money can buy you, but what can money give you as far as intangible experiences, security, freedom, and safety, peace of mind. All of those things to me are way more valuable than a pair of shoes. And then number three is practice having money. Use the purse exercise I just offered you and pull out at least $100, $50 if that's what you feel more comfortable with, or more, and practice walking around the world with this money without spending it, without sending it away. Do that for 90 days and it will help you to expand your capacity to have money. I hope this was helpful and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, If you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.